Why is it that animals would pause their pregnancies and prolong that condition?
It's basically just another method to try and separate the time when you can mate and when you actually give birth to sort of optimise both of those time periods. So in the case of the wallaby, it's also so you can have sort of a pack-up pregnancy ready to go, so you're always guaranteed of getting a young each year.
You mentioned wallabies there. What animals are actually able to perform this feat?
There's about over 130 species of mammals that can do it, and it's a really wide range of species that have sort of been able to do this. Anything from mice and rats to wallabies, a lot of kangaroos can do it. And then it's also like a roe deer can do it, badgers, mink, skunks, quite a wide range of varieties. And all the bear species as well can do it. So pandas can pause their pregnancies as well.
Is there any indication this leads to any kind of complications? Does pausing have any kind of negative effects on the mothers or the young?
No, if anything, it's a positive effect because when they pause it, they can reserve resources to not actually put too much investment into pregnancy until they're actually ready to do that.
Well, it obviously makes sense with the why, as you say, for those reasons there makes sense for the why. But I guess the mystery, the mystery is how. How do they go about it? Scientists are still, as I understand, unable to figure this one out.
Yeah, so we have been working on this for quite a while, and we know quite a bit about in terms of the hormones and things that control it. And so we know that I use the wallaby a lot because I work with the wallaby. But so if there's a young in the pouch, then that causes the new pregnancy to pause. But what we don't know is how actually the uterus then tells the embryo to pause. So we understand how the uterus gets told to stop the pregnancy, but we don't understand how the uterus tells the embryo to do that.
I mean, would it be conscious is probably not the right word when we talk about animals doing these kinds of things, but would it be a conscious or a purely subconscious decision?
More of a subconscious decision, I would say. It is related to like for some species, it's to do with just the time of year, or also if there's food available as well. So it's sort of more they'll recognise that there's not enough food around, and so that sort of kicks in the process to say, okay, I'm going to pause my pregnancy until there's more food around.
So have we seen many recent developments on trying to expand our understanding of this one?
Yes, so one of the biggest ones we've found recently is despite the really wide variety of animals that can actually do this, it looks like the mechanisms they use, how the uterus tells the embryo, are actually conserved between all the species. So we've found that in mice, in mink and in wallaby, we've found a couple of things now which can actually control this process, and they all use the same mechanism. So it's not completely 100% controlling it yet. We haven't quite gotten to that point. But we've definitely found things that they all seem to have in common, which would be really interesting if it is, because it seems to indicate that all mammals sort of can control their embryos this way.
And one fascinating thing, I mean, looking at the article on this sort of situation, I saw it sounds like mad science, but researchers in Poland, I understand, managed to pause embryos from sheep, a species that doesn't usually do this, by transferring them into a mouse uterus and then back into a sheep with no ill effects. I mean, it sounds like it has some real potential for some very interesting research.
Yeah, that was a particularly crazy piece of research, but that again supports this whole idea that the uterus is the embryo. It doesn't really matter as long as you're a mammal, it seems to be able to control it. So yeah, that was the other piece we found. Yeah, they took a sheep embryo, put it into a mouse uterus that was already paused. They were able to keep the sheep embryo paused for a while and then put it back into a sheep, and it gave birth to a perfectly happy lamb. So, yeah.
Fascinating stuff. Now, obviously, humans are mammals. This is not something we typically would see or talk about, though. Is there a potential for human beings to share this trait?
There is definitely a potential. If it is common for all mammals, then definitely the mechanisms. A lot of people ask me whether humans will ever be able to pause their pregnancies, but unfortunately it means you do have to know you're pregnant within about 4 or 5 days. This is when this typically happens in most mammals, so it's not that practical. But what it does have really good implications for is just in terms of IVF and culture media and things like that, where how we actually know about how an embryo grows and how we can make it the best possible to actually grow it. And there's a possibility that you could maybe instead of doing the freezing down the embryos after IVF, which can actually damage them quite a lot, we could actually maybe just pause them in a culture dish instead.
So sorry, I was just saying some real implications there, obviously, then for people.
Yes. Yeah, so not so much in pausing pregnancy yourself, but in much more getting a better understanding of how embryos actually, what makes an embryo happy and keeps it alive.
Fascinating stuff. Well, Jane, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us this morning.
That's no worries. Thanks.